it really drove home to me how important it is. I've been pretty cynical about calling and writing my legislators, thinking it just goes into the big old black wasteland hole. And I'm not convinced that it does, and they need to hear that we approve of this legislative activity. And they need to hear it from our family, our friends, our neighbors, anybody that we know that approves of it. And then finally, I'll just close about MAHA and the challenge that has been offered. I know that she did not want to leave this country because her biggest fear was that she would never see Sammy again and that we would all forget about him, that he would languish down in the Canyon County Jail, and that slowly over time there would be no advocates for him in this room or in this city or in this state, and that it would just become one more of these, oh, yeah, there was that immigration, who was that guy, sort of things. And I think one of the challenges for us here in Moscow in particular is to do what she challenged us in the letter, is to remember that he lived among us. For some of us, he was our friend. For others, an acquaintance. For some, we didn't get to know much about him until after this incident happened. I, for one, have written her and pledged her that if it's up to me, I'm not going to let the government forget that he's sitting down in that jail and that I think they don't have a right to hold him, that they're violating his constitutional right to a trial, that by charging him with providing material aid to terrorism based solely on things that he's written and associations that he's had violates his First Amendment rights to free association and free speech, and that our government needs to be called to respond to that. His family's gone, and I think Maha's charge is something I just take to heart every day, and I encourage you to take to heart. He is our responsibility now. Our government has gotten rid of his family. And so I would say, you know, writing him, writing our congresspeople, continuing to agitate, wondering what's happening, writing people and asking them what is going on in this case, what is the resolution of this case, and continuing to take a position on that publicly and vigilantly over time is going to be a real challenge for us so that he doesn't just slowly slide off our Richter scale as the months and possibly years go by. So that's the other challenge I would issue to all of us, is to, you know, think about how in our churches, in our associations, our community groups, our with our students, whatever it is, that sphere that we do, we can, you know, be that family here in the U.S. that he no longer has, to remember and to say, hold our government accountable for how his case is handled, and require them to provide him with due process. So I'll just kind of close with that.
Thanks very much for all good ideas. We probably could take a few more minutes to perhaps have some questions, or the other thing that we need most desperately is to add more ideas about what we can do to help ourselves protect our rights and the rights of Sammy and others in our community whose rights are jeopardized.
I just realized one other thing I didn't mention. We have to pass a resolution here in Moscow. Mm. Our resolution here in Moscow's gotten stalled. And I am not totally up with what's going on with it at this moment, but that's another thing we need to really be doing.
It is slated for presentation at City Council by the council members. It may wait until Sammy's case is up, or still trying to figure that out as to when the timing of it is, but it's still intended that that would be the case. And of course, there are, every day, there are more and more cities passing laws absolving ourselves of the Patriot Acts in that way. So that will happen. And again, from the audience, are there thoughts and ideas?
This is very moving, your comments and that remark. Your suggestion with respect to the provision of the Patriot Act, the abuses that you just would be advisable to write a call for me? Document is this glaring example that you cite. Some of these are in a way, some of them are not. And then appeal to the community, our community here, or the Lewiston, say the idle statement, the right to your congressman. Most people, there's a sense of complacency about some of these things. It's not happening to me, so therefore it's not happening. You mentioned something about a year long or 2 year long a surveillance or telephone call for somebody kind of
way. Yeah, it was at least a year.
It was at least a year, yeah.
Could be happening to me. I know I'm extremely cautious about some of these things for obvious reasons, as you can imagine. And the surgeon, two cases and so forth, and you just mentioned we've gone through that in the last so many months. This telephone surveillance could be happening to you, me, or any one of us. We're not aware of it. More likely in some cases than others. So I would request you maybe document some of these things and something in the media, the local media, different channels.
We should do an op-ed maybe.
That's a great idea.
Regularly in the newspaper.
Right.
Actually, I think the misnomer of as a Patriot Act makes people some of the responses or the opinions they think, because who's going to say something bad about something called Patriot? It's a misnomer.
Yeah, I have to say. If you read my article, you notice when I write about it, I call it the USAPA. I don't call it the Patriot Act. I call it the USAPA. But.
I heard you say before that many parts of it were attempted to be passed after Oklahoma City bombing, and they did not. Which leads me to ask, how come all of those changes were a reaction to horrible events? I mean, it's like management by disaster. Mm-hmm. Why can't we do things now as a community? This is wonderful that we all get together and talk and start promoting this dialogue so we know someone else. You're less likely to believe things about
someone. One thing I forgot to mention that just is to me is a huge irony is that international students represent 2% of the non-immigrants that enter the United States every year. So we're spending millions of dollars to track a relatively small number of people when you look at all the people who enter the United States. And the reason is because they're an easy group to track because they are fairly stable. But huge amounts of money and energy go into that. Yeah.
Liz, you mentioned that there's nothing going in Congress to repeal certain portions of the Patriot Act. Is that in your handout?
It's not in the handout. Yeah, it is actually. I think I cited in the article. It's called the SAFE Act. They get these idiotic acronyms, and I don't know what SAFE. I can't remember off the top of my head what SAFE actually stands for. But it is actually being sponsored, called the SAFE Act. It's being sponsored by Senator Craig in the Senate, and Otter and Simpson are Craig and Crapo are co-sponsoring it in the Senate. Otter and Simpson are co-sponsoring it in the House. And it would repeal or modify. I mean, I'd love it to go 80 bajillion times further. I think it doesn't go nearly far enough, but it's something. And it's got this Republican sponsorship, so I think it has at least potentially some legs. I think if you take SAFE Act in on the Internet, you'll come up with it.
So what it does is it rolls back some more of the heinous provisions.
Rolls back and modifies, and really what their goal in the act was, I should have brought it, and I apologize that I didn't, but one of the main things the Patriot Act does is it treats all these searches as if they're not really searches under the Fourth Amendment, and therefore you don't need to get a warrant. And the significance of that is that you have to go to the judge to get a warrant, and the judge has to pass off on the affidavits and the testimony and decide whether you really have good enough evidence to deserve to get this warrant. And by treating them as if they're not really searches, then they don't get that judicial review. Sometimes the judge looks at them, and it's just a ministerial act of stamping and saying, yeah, the right papers were here. Under the Act. And what the SAFE Act provisions largely do is clarify that there has to be some sort of independent judicial scrutiny of these requests to search. And it adds those things back into the Act. So it's a small but significant curtailment of the powers of the Patriot Act. And being sponsored by our congressional delegation. So it's definitely something I think to take notice of. I'm looking at my footnotes and seeing if I can figure out where I got it from.
Number 25.
Yeah.
Number 9. I might suggest that Julia said we were going to put these documents on the webpage of the Moscow Civic Association, which is moscowcivic.org. And you can find copies of these articles that Liz has handed out at Buell, and also information from regarding the materials that Mary put out. And maybe sort of steps to the website there, or a little source where if you want to write a letter in support, this is a place to get information for. So, moscowcivic.org. Yeah.
I have a question regarding
Patriot
Act. Aren't some of that considered
Patriot Act
material that the Patriot Act itself has supposed to die here shortly in a year or so?
Well, those are the sunset provisions. There are a whole number of provisions that sunset in 2005. That the Bush administration has indicated that they are going to make a major legislative priority to repeal those sunset provisions. And so that was one of the things I indicated that I think we've got to be very, very vigilant about. They have not actually yet introduced legislation that would repeal the sunset provisions, but Ashcroft testified before the Senate Subcommittee on Foreign Intelligence that they were going to do it, and Bush made it a major priority item in his State of the Union address. So I fully expect such legislation to be coming forward.
But from a strategic point of view, isn't it easier to block legislation than it is to try to get legislation passed? I mean, if we could put...
Oh, absolutely, but I think that what they'll try to do is sneak the repeal of the sunset provisions under the radar. The provisions at sunset are highly technical, very difficult to explain provisions. It's hard to register on the public's Richter scale exactly what the significance of the sunset provisions would be. And frankly, I think the vast majority of the public still, if you look at polling information, thinks all these Patriot Act violations are about somebody else, not them, and if it makes them safer, it's okay. So I think, it's really something that we need to keep an eye out for. And
One of the things that struck me as very odd, well, not odd, I guess, it was... probably I should have considered it normal, but it really did take me aback. A couple days ago, I went to the ICE website, and ICE is the latest acronym for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and it's the enforcement arm of immigration through what is now Homeland Security. And the reason I went to the website was because I had heard that a number of new district directors had been appointed for various ICE offices, and I wanted to see who had finally been appointed for this area. And it's not a very user-friendly website, except if you want to report people, then it's easy to do. But I was trying to get this information, and after about 5 minutes, a message flashed on saying that every visitor to the ICE website, and now I had been visiting for a good 5 minutes at least, would be tracked. And that they already had my name. They had what I was searching for. And they were going to continue to keep track of what it was I was searching for. And apparently every time you visit the ICE website now, you're going to be tracked. It really took me by surprise, especially since the warning didn't come at the beginning. It came after it was already into my search.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, you know, because I go into it, I don't see this.
Do you go to CIS or?
No, I see services now.
Amnesty and human rights, well, in the international human rights groups, I think are largely really, really involved with and tracking things like the Guantanamo detainees and cases like the Padilla and Hamdi cases, and that sort of thing, really kind of focused more on the international human rights applications. And not quite as much on the domestic immigration and privacy and search and seizure aspects, although they all are. But Amnesty in particular has been, I think, particularly vigilant on some of these domestic issues. But the thing I would simply say, and one of the things I would really encourage you is, you know, if you haven't upped your membership in your favorite civil liberties and civil rights group, you need to do so, because these groups, while their memberships have boomed in this period of time, ACLU's membership is just up tremendously. They're being, I mean, the threats are just coming from every different direction. And, you know, groups are running faster than they can possibly really keep on running to be able to fend off these attacks. So, you know, Amnesty and the international human rights community have been incredibly involved in the Guantanamo situation in particular. I think there's just been a phenomenal amount of resources of those groups. And then into the domestic detentions without due process types of situations.
I also know that the Center for Constitutional Rights, it appears, is going to be writing an amicus brief and helping do some of the preparation for Sammy's trial,
right,
which, by the way, is now scheduled for April 13th. And it's estimated that the trial is going to take between 8 and 9 weeks now.
So ACLU is doing an amicus brief, and
Okay. Well, just as a carryover to that, I work with Amnesty International student chapter here at U of I. And for those of you who might appreciate a little encouragement in the group environment for writing letters, we write letters at 6 o'clock on Sundays in the panorama room of the U of I Commons. This is certainly one of the issues that we'd like to address in our letter writing. Everybody's invited to do this at 6 o'clock in the panorama room of the U of I Commons, fourth floor.
Thanks very much for that. I think our time is passed. To thank all who come, and certainly I get.
Next kids, we're supposed to get dropped off here. That was confirmation.
Locked up there.
I did not see them coming, and I was sitting here thinking, either I hope they passed me or they went to progress.
During one of the speeches, I saw Krishna.
Carolyn.
I
thought
I saw
them
up in the hallway. Their heads.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness. I've been sitting here thinking, where are they?
Repeat 79822.
Oh, I never win these raffles.
88. Oh, you were close. Oh, they didn't stay to the bitter end, so they don't get to win?
No.
Gotta be present.
798809.
Ooh.
798809.
That was
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Sucks. Monica, can you believe the graphic on the ice page? I mean, it is so police.
What is it?
The graphic.